Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, sorry for the long, long, long delay, folks. This is M.H. Scott, the host of the Prentice Court Prentice Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, I'm going to try to keep your attention for a few minutes. So we're going to run a slightly different format here this evening because simple fact that we started so late. And we're going to try to run for at least the next 30 minutes or so, and hopefully we'll be able to get some information out to you. Just kind of like keep your attention for a little while, because this show is going to talk about something that has recently reared its ugly head. And I think it needs to be addressed. I think the conversation needs to be laid out on the table. So we're going to talk about reclassifying. What is reclassifying, and why is it a must in our community? Or why do we as parents think that it's a must in our community? Is it something that really and truly benefits our children, or is it something that may be detrimental to their level of success? So we're going to have that conversation. We're going to put it out there on the table, see if anybody takes a bite, and we're going to go from there. But, you know, as always, I can't start my show without a little piece from my man Keith Wright. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
As always, my man Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, folks, I'm not going to hold up a lot of your time because I know it's late. It's already deep into your evening, so I'm not going to try to press you with a whole lot of information. But I did want to address this issue of reclassifying and just trying to figure out what is it? What is it? You know, this reclassifying thing, like I said earlier on, has reared its ugly head. Has reared its ugly head to the point of we need to address it. We need to address it. Really and truly need to address it. Because of the simple fact that it's something of great importance, and we as parents need to just jump out there and see what's really happening. You know, reclassifying. You know, I can recall in my day where when a child was held back a grade, when a child was held back a grade, then he or she was looked at as having some problems or having some issues or not as smart as the other kids. So as a result, you turn around and you know, some of the kids made fun of that child. That child wasn't one that could normally hold his or her own, you know. Or, you know, on the side, folks made fun of him, not within the earshot of that particular student. But nowadays, we as parents take this upon ourselves to hold our child back in a grade and look at it as we reclassified the child. Some new language that someone said, hey, let's put in the mix. And now let's look at this as being a positive thing. Well, folks, I'm here to say, and I have no problem with saying it, I don't look at that as being one of the top notch or brightest things for us to do to our children. And I'm not saying that to discredit you as a parent or anything as such. I'm saying that a situation like that may have just simply came from something along the lines as we failed to plan. We failed to plan. Because had we took the time and looked at this situation earlier on and knew that our child had the potential to go on and play at the next level, and that level being from going from high school to college. Had we took the time and realized that our child had the potential to play at that level, then very simply, we should have started making the appropriate decisions to get our child at the right place at the right time to avoid said situation. How could that have been done? Very easily. By started working on the scholarship process or considering different options and things that we needed to do in the process as early as the middle school level. We should not have went into high school. So, on that note, I say, we failed to plan. We failed to plan. But none of us plan to fail. So if we don't plan to fail, then why should we fail to plan? And I asked that question. I throw that question right back at you because that could have all been on the front burner of our concerns. That could have all been alleviated had we taken the time to do some prior planning. But since we did not take the time to do any prior planning, then we ended up in the situation that we were in, where last minute we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. We haven't made any connections with any coaches. Child's not being looked at to the degree in which we believe that the child should be looked at. So as a result, we're on the back burner. We haven't made any moves, and now our child is having to deal with this issue of being reclassified based upon our shortcomings. It's not anything that the child has done. Because if you look at it, the child has done everything what he or she need to do to stay eligible to play. The child has done everything that he or she need to do to stay on the floor and continue to play. So, where is it that we are exempt from doing our part? If that statement's in there somewhere, please, by all means, let me know. Because I'll be the first one. I'll be the first one to applaud you for adding that information into the mix. But, parents, we cannot allow, it's not an optional thing, cannot allow this to continue. This to continue. Not at all. So we must make every effort to do our parts to avoid this new phenomenon that has came about called reclassifying. Because in the end, I'll be the first one to say, I believe that we're selling our child short if we continue to allow this plague to fester within our communities, within our community. Our children don't need that. We just need to do some very detailed planning in middle school. I know the focus is on the grades and all this whole kind of stuff, and I'm with you. So if you're stressing the point about grades and you know the child has some type of athletic talent, and you've heard, you know, just a little something to help you out. If somebody has came to you and said, hey, your child's a good athlete, he can play, that may be a little slight indication telling you that there's a possibility that your child may be able to play at the next level being college. It's not a mystery. Now, your whole thing is putting the pieces together. Your whole thing is getting out there and just kind of like figuring out what you need to do next. But guess what? I have options for you. I have avenues for you. I have vehicles for you. There are a number of organizations out there. And I'm not talking about those organizations out there that's going to try to charge you an arm and a leg and rights to your firstborn just to get you some information that you could have done yourself. I'm talking about there's organizations out there, groups of parents out there that's willing to support you, aid you, guide you. As we like to say here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we like to guide, assist, mentor, and elevate parents so that they understand what we call the game. Guide, assist, mentor, and elevate. The game of college recruiting, the game of obtaining an athletic scholarship. Guide, assist, mentor, and elevate towards an athletic scholarship. Guide, assist, mentor, and elevate towards being recruited. The game. Folks, we're out here for you. Help us help you is our mantra, and we try to live by it. So this ilk of reclassifying, if it sounds like I'm on a rant this evening, no, I'm not on a rant. I'm just simply laying it out for you. I'm simply trying to help you avoid falling into that trap at some other time in your child's career. But you may have some elementary school kids that's coming up, or you may have some young folks that's coming up that may you may realize that they are involved in sports. Please, let's avoid the same thing happening to them. Let's avoid it. How can we avoid it? Simply by doing some proper planning. Some proper planning. Like I said, folks, we do not get out there and plan to fail. But oftentimes, we do fail to plan. So, how can we avoid that? Make a connection with some of these organizations that's out here. Make a connection with me, here, us, here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We're here for you. That's what it's all about with us. We're here for you. Help us help you. I don't say it just for the sake of saying it. I say it in all actuality, in all reality, and with all sincerity of it's all about trying to help you avoid the issue of having to go through that same situation with your child later on in life. So I want to help you avoid that, and if by all means you can avoid that, avoid this reclassification issue, because let's do a quick reality check. You take the time to reclassify your child. Your child's been reclassified. Now, your child is doing the grade level over again. But in all that, you really and truly realize that your child wasn't really failing anything. So now he or she is trying to get in on English 12 if you reclassified your child during the time period. If you reclassified your child during the time period of him or her transitioning from 11th grade to 12th grade. So you're doing a reclassification. But your child at the same time trying to squeeze in English 12 because they realize that they need English 12 at the end of this eighth semester in order for your child to make it to where he or she wants to go, in order for your child to, excuse me, I got somewhat distracted. In order for your child to, bummer. Okay. In order for your child to be eligible when that time comes with the NCAA and you have to do your initial eligibility requirements. So, you turn around and get the information out there. But when you get the information out there and your child gets reclassified, now we're looking at a situation where, I'm sorry, if it seems like I'm slightly distracted, I turn around and try to do something else at the same time. I'll continue on with the show, and that's not working out too well. So I'm going to either have to do one or the other. So I will do the show. So, like I was saying, get to a situation where you reclassify your child. At the end of the day, the NCAA is only going to look at eight semesters, and they have a new requirement now. At the prior to your seventh semester, you have to have a number of your core courses already completed. So, as you're looking at your child repeating the 11th grade to do 11th grade over again and then do the 12th grade over again, okay, what are you really and truly doing to your child? Because your child just went from having 1 year left in school to possibly now having 2 years left in school. Okay, is that really a good and positive move? Because at the end of the day, the NCAA is going to say, well, guess what? We've already looked at all of the courses that your child is now taking. We've already looked at it from the standpoint of it being everything that we need to see. On that note, we don't need to see anything else. Okay, your child has the opportunity to get out there and get bigger, faster, stronger, and all these other great things. Great. Wonderful. I'm not questioning that. That's not even the option. That's not even the issue. That's not even a concern. What I am concerned with, had we done some prior planning, then we could have avoided that part of the whole entire process. And our child could have moved on to bigger and better things and preparing to get into college on schedule, you know, on schedule. And see, another risk that we run when we do the reclassifying thing, but I don't know if many of us are actually taking a look at it. Another risk that we run, if your child reaches that age limit requirement, in other words, age out before he, because there's not too many young ladies that's doing it, before he reaches that 19th birthday and no longer able to play. Parents, we have to think about these things. Because if we don't think about these things, we can't put that on the shoulders of our children. That's not one of their responsibilities. So, on that note, I talk about, and I like to address the issue of reclassifying. Give us a call this evening at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. See if you have anything to share with us. If you're trying to call in to one of the social media outlets that may not work, so that means that you may just have to call straight in to the number I just provided, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you this evening. We're going to step away and be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Jim Boeheim, the Bitter Gang serial killer, is under investigation. He is such a cheater, just like with Bernie Fine.
You, of course, mean the Bernie Fine situation where the accusations turned out to be false.
Yes, but this CBS sports story is bad.
Do they have any specific allegations in the story?
Nope, but they see Rick Hughes is breaking every rule in the manual.
Who says?
A person who does not want to be identified.
Someone rock solid. How bad can it be? North Carolina invented a course for its basketball players to take and was not punished.
But has a sexual assault allegation that the university covered up.
If they covered it up, how do you know about it?
Because they avoided punishment because they were basketball players.
So the fact that a Graham Just and Syracuse's Judicial Review Board both said the players were innocent just screams cover up.
Syracuse is a dirty program.
Dirty enough to buy Anthony Davis. That is right, they had a commitment from Anthony Davis, then he chose Kentucky mysteriously. but Syracuse cheats. You are bitter. Are you some conspiracy theorist? Two stories break in two consecutive years 2 days before the NCAA tournament. I am sure that happens to everybody.
You are a hater.
Yes, I am a hater of crappy journalism.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Well, folks, we're back. And again, I say we're back. But we're talking about reclassifying. And this new, or should I say this play that has hit our community for some unknown reason. And we as parents have basically validated to say it's a good thing. Well, you that's listening this evening, give us a call and let us know how good is it. I'd be interested in hearing your side of the story. Don't let me be the only one that have thoughts on this particular issue. Give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Interesting to hear. I'd be interested in hearing your side of the story, or how should we validate this whole issue of reclassifying. In short and sweet words, holding our child back, causing our child to repeat a grade. If you're repeating the grade for the sole purpose of trying to make some corrections to your child's grade point average, I can even say something that will make you think a little bit about that instead of letting the child repeat the grade. Even in that situation, if you simply consider having your child retake some of those classes during their senior year, that will be more of an impact than repeating the grade. Because oftentimes they look at, well, my senior year, you know, I got all my core classes done. You know, I'll take two classes my senior year and I'll be out by 10, 11 o'clock that morning. No, what about the classes that you jacked up and jerked up your freshman year? So now we need to pick this GPA up. How about taking some of those classes your senior year? Yeah, maybe a freshman class, and you may be sitting in that class looking mighty strange, but guess what? Oh, well, if you really and truly want to play, you'll do what you have to do now that the attention has been, the ball has been placed in your court instead of a quick and easy bailout of us as parents stepping in and reclassifying the child. Again, like I said, at the end of prior to the seventh semester, the NCAA wants to see the number of core courses already completed. And there are some new strict requirements to ensure that you do have those courses completed. At the end of the day, they will only look at 8 semesters. Your semester time, your child's semester time starts when he or she walks into that school their freshman year and is eligible to play class. Tick-tock, the clock starts. 8 semesters later, you know, you have 2 semesters during your freshman year, 2 semesters during your sophomore year, 2 semesters during your junior year, 2 semesters during your senior year. 8 semesters later, The NCAA will review your transcript and look at the information from those 8 semesters and deem your child eligible or ineligible. So if you're stretching this thing out to 10 semesters, 2 semesters have been a whole lot of wasted time, because none of those grades will count towards anything. Will it give your child opportunity to have an advanced degree or advanced diploma? Well, no, probably not. Probably not. So, folks, I'm talking about this evening, this reclassifying issue. I don't see a whole bunch of calls popping up on the switchboard here, so I'm going to just kind of wind it down, because I just wanted to throw some things out there to you and just have you think a little bit about this reclassifying, and it really truly, is it a benefit for our children? Is it really and truly a benefit for our children? You know, you're holding your child back so that he or she, and let me be correct about this. Let me be politically correct about this. I shouldn't even add young ladies into the mix, because there aren't too many young ladies that want the reclassifying thing. You know why? Because young ladies don't get out there and play around with their grades. They get serious about their grades from the first day they step into school. And it's to stay online, online, and on track. So I applaud our young ladies for doing that. Maybe you should pass some of that off to our young men. If you have a young man that's at your school, and to all the young ladies that's out there, if they have a young man that's at their school and know that he has an athletic gift, help him, tutor him, or just simply bring the conversation up. Bring the conversation up. No, I'm not going to even ask you to help them, tutor them, or whatever. I'm just going to say, bring the conversation up. But the conversation needs to surface 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So that by the time we're into high school, we're on track and focused. On track and focused. I kid you not, folks. I kid you not. Well, like I said, I'm not going to stretch this thing out too long. I'm going to prepare to wind down here. I'm slightly off time, off my normal schedule. But we've been talking about this reclassifying issue, and it's definitely been something of very serious nature. It's been something very interesting to address. I throw it out there for anybody that wanted to chime in on the conversation. 917-889-8095, option 1. And just wanted to see your thoughts on reclassifying. But I didn't get any takers. So since I didn't get any takers, I'm going to say we're going to prepare to shut it down at this point. So it's been a great conversation with you this evening. I know I was kind of off on my time this evening as far as getting the show up and running. But as always, we'll be back again next weekend, Sunday night. We may have a new program joining the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I've been in conversation with a young man about wanting to do some things, and I think he has something that he can share with parents that will definitely be another plus towards getting our children on track and getting them focused at an early age. But I'm going to hold that thought until we finish our dialogue and dot our I's and cross our T's. But I just wanted to bait you with that. So be prepared to possibly see another program come under the Parents Coaching Parents umbrella. This has been M.A. Scott. And as always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Help us help you. That's our mantra. We're going to stick to it, folks. We're going to stick to it. One thing that I share with you this evening, none of us plan to fail. But there's been many times that we fail to plan. Think about that.
Have a great day.